With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service plays it close to the vest in the investigation of Judy Ann Miles, whose body was found in a burning car on April 3rd.
We have spoken to a few persons of interest, and we have explored their accounts, and we have been able to, they are no longer persons of interest as it relates to this investigation.
Police Inspector Diane Dyer-Alexander says police know the fire was set intentionally, but until they know the cause of death, they can't say whether this is a murder or something else.
A formal classification of the investigation will be determined once we have the forensic findings, including the outstanding toxicology and trauma assessments that are ongoing.
Police are looking for anyone who might have seen anything in the Lookout Gardens area on April 3rd to give them a call. Cabinet opts for collaboration as a judicial review following a controversial move by the former administration to dismiss members of the National Conservation Council is dropped. Back in February, the former sustainability minister announced that seven members of the board had been replaced, including the chairman. The minister at the time described the move as a, quote, better balance for the community on a whole and, quote, fair for all. The following week, a letter for two of the dismissed members notified government of pre-action protocol for a judicial review of cabinet's decision. That letter described the new member appointments as, quote, the latest in a series of efforts by the current cabinet to weaken the NCC's ability to perform its statutory function of promoting conservation. They requested the decision be revoked. After a civil case began in Grand Court on Thursday, it was announced after lunch that Cabinet has agreed to reconstitute the National Conservation Council Board. In their arguments, the applicants challenged the qualifications of newly appointed members and argued that under the National Conservation Act, scientific expertise is required on the board, adding that Cabinet had failed to verify credentials before making appointments. Cabinet has since agreed to revoke certain appointments and cover some legal costs for the applicants. The agreement also includes a provision for settling any outstanding cost arrangements by June 15th. And congratulations to Martha Connolly on winning the 2024 Cayman Islands Government Employee of the Year Award. I'll have more on that story at the 8 o'clock news, so keep it locked. And Caribbean Utilities Company picks up the prestigious Best Large-Scale Energy Storage Project at the Caribbean Renewable Energy Forum Conference. The category includes the, quote, most innovative and impactful storage projects, including battery systems, pumped hydro, and thermal storage. CUC says its utility-scale battery for spinning reserve projects stood out for its, quote, remarkable contributions to these areas. The award was presented at the Miami conference last week. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The Civil Defence Agency in Gaza says the Israeli military has killed at least 70 people since midnight in another intense wave of strikes in the north of the territory. The focus of the offensive has been in Beit Lahia and the Jabalia refugee camp. The Israeli military says it's hit what it called more than 150 terror targets in the past day. President Trump has said a lot of people in Gaza are starving and the US will take care of the situation. Mr. Trump gave no further details as he ended his tour in the UAE. Russian and Ukrainian delegations are beginning direct talks in Istanbul, the first such meeting between the warring parties in over 3 years. There were reportedly no handshakes and expectations for meaningful progress are low. The Angolan presidency says the former leader of Gabon, Ali Bongo Ondima, has been released from detention and allowed to travel to Luanda. Mr. Bongo was deposed by a cousin in 2023. Pope Leo XIV have called on countries to stop producing weapons and focus on peace efforts. Pope Leo has also called for compassion and solidarity with people who've been displaced. Consumers in Sri Lanka say the price of cooking salt has almost doubled in parts of the country due to a severe shortage. Officials in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo say they're investigating the impact of a chemical spill which turned the waters of a lake and some of its wildlife blue. The parent company of the popular video game Fortnite says Apple has blocked its submission to the US App Store. Epic Games said this meant Fortnite would be offline on the iOS operating system until Apple unblocked it. There's not been a response from Apple yet. BBC News.